Since the musical's over, I need to find myself a brand new project.
I can't wait to see what you decide.
Whoa! Someone's in a hurry.
Sorry, Eli, Claire. Hey.
Hey, girl.
Oh. Wow, beautiful ring.
Tell anyone you're dead.
Okie dokie. Jenna, I feel like I haven't seen you in forever. Guess what?
Never mind. I can't keep a secret. 7 plane tickets to Vegas.
As if your parents would let you go to Sin City.
No, silly. They're for the student council fundraiser. I got an airline to donate them. They're only gonna give me 6, but I said, how about lucky 7?
We're gonna raise so much money for the school.
Oh, watch your dancey pants.
Sorry, Adam. Are you okay?
I'm fine. You weigh like a pound.
Happy Romeo and Jules is done? Not that you should be happy. Although you could be, because you're entitled to whatever feelings you want.
I have class.
Great. Have fun.
Have fun?
Do I sound like a moron?
Yes. Yes, you did, because you like Adam.
I haven't been able to stop thinking about him since I sang in the musical. And what am I going to do?
Because of the transgender thing?
Adam's a boy. I wouldn't have feelings for him if he weren't.
Then what's the problem?
He already asked me out, and I blew it. How do I get him to ask again?
You could do the asking.
I could. It's time for a fresh start.
Okay, I can't tell. Are you excited or are you freaking out?
Both. This is gonna be the best term ever.
Okay, I'll bite. Why?
Brett Barnett will be guest lecturing in our class this week.
The Brett Barnett?
The critically and commercially acclaimed director Brett Barnett, the Sundance Award-winning Brett Barnett, and most importantly, the NYU grad Brett Barnett.
So you can get him to write
me a reference letter
for
NYU.
You.
Precisely. I'll show off my filmmaking knowledge. He'll be impressed, and he'll write me a glowing recommendation.
Good morning, Degrassi. Preparation is underway for the Degrassi fundraiser gala. Our goal is to raise $12,000 for the school.
Tell
so
me
sure
everything.
All your attend.
You're gonna need to be more specific.
The engagement. Did he get down on one knee?
Details, girl.
It was simple, sweet. I don't know.
Ugh, you're no fun.
What are you doing?
Where's your ring? I want to see.
Oh, it's cute.
And hidden for a reason.
So what's the problem?
We haven't told Audra. Drew's convinced she'll talk us out of it.
What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, Drew might not have a relationship with his mom, but I do. And if we get married without telling her, I could wreck that.
When it comes to significant others' mothers, sometimes it's best to leave well enough alone.
Yeah, you're right.
Look at you compromising. It's like you're married already.
Yeah.
Adam, hey! So homeostasis, pretty cool stuff, huh?
Yeah, right up there with watching paint dry.
I wanted to ask you, what? Would you like to volunteer for the student council fundraiser?
Oh, you know, I'm pretty busy with Whisper Hug now that the musical's over. I've got so much work to do.
It's for a good cause.
To be honest, I'm not sure us working together is the greatest idea.
Imogen's getting the key for the door, because it's locked. Can't get in without a key.
I know we got off to a shaky start. When you let me sing in the musical, it really opened my mind.
Mo, can you explain to Becky that I can't help with the fundraiser because we've got band practice all week?
A man doesn't lie.
Nice. minor. Do you mind if I borrow Adam? It's for student council.
I don't know. Don't we have the Battle of Bands coming up soon?
So you need to practice playing in front of a live audience.
I guess so.
Why doesn't Whisper Hug perform at the fundraiser?
Ooh, game changer.
Don't make me regret this.
Ladies and germs, as promised, our guest for the week, renowned director Brett Barnett. Now, under his tutelage, each one of you will produce a short film.
2 minutes, any topic, then we'll do critiques. Got questions? Yeah.
I noticed in Manny's Island that you broke the axis a few times. Is that something that you'd encourage?
Well, if I broke the axis, it wasn't on purpose, but thanks for that.
Your frequent use of ambient light, is that something that you recommend for our films?
Unless you got thousands of dollars to shell out for a professional lighting package, then yeah.
And finally, what's your stance on film versus digital? Digital's cheaper, but film has this atmospheric quality.
Yeah, no, look, none of this tech stuff matters unless you got a good story.
Well, how do you know if you have a good story?
Okay, well, great artists. They use their medium to say something. So I don't know, you want to impress me? Do that.
And finally, we'll get the updates from all of our head volunteers for the big student council fundraiser. So, decorations.
Totally under control.
Okay. And refreshments?
I found a caterer who'll do it for free.
Awesome. And donations. Hello, donations?
Becky Baker, head of silent auction donations. I have really big news. Adam has joined my team.
That's it?
And Becky scored us 7 plane tickets to Vegas to auction off.
That's amazing.
Even more amazing, Adam's band Whisper Hug is going to be playing during the event.
Okay, let's break up into groups and get to work.
I'm on the donations committee. What do we do exactly?
Well, we're going to go door to door to local businesses to see if they'll donate items for the auction. I will hit them all after school.
We're in these.
So what's your strategy here? Did you ask him out?
I chickened out and asked him to do this instead.
Rejection's tough, but it's better to know if the guy doesn't like you.
You're right. I have to find out. Big mall adventure tonight. I worry maybe I forced you to work on the silent auction.
You think?
Well, you don't have to. And your band can still play no matter what, but I hope you want to, because working on the event means you'd help the school and you'd get to work closely with people like...
Like Jenna?
Yes. And Fiona and Marisol and Luke and...
You?
But only if you want to, which I hope you do, because I'd like to work closely with you.
We are helping the school raise money.
Is that a yes?
I'll see you at the mall tonight.
Is it good enough to win me $5,000 in scholarship money?
Bianca, this is beautiful. Wow. I wish Drew had your determination.
He does. He's doing really great at his job. You should see him.
He made any life-altering decisions this week?
No. Why?
Well, you know, he dropped out of school, bought a motorcycle. What's next? For all I know, he's gonna move to Japan.
No, nothing new.
I just feel so out of touch with his life. But at least I know he has you.
Yeah, he does. He definitely does.
Good.
Try to forget you, but every other day I'm calling. Said I'll take you out, but every time you're always stalling. You got a friend in town, your goldfish needs a surgery. You said your car exploded. Don't be a heartbreaker. Hey, boy, I know you don't know me. I'm right where you want me. You
If you give us merchandise, we'll make sure your branding is visible.
Logo's the size of your head.
Okay. I'll get you some hoodies.
While we wait, I'm gonna go try on that sweater over there, okay?
Yeah, I think that Adam person likes you.
Really? I think so, because I was hoping, but I wasn't sure.
Okay, whatever's going on here, end it.
Give me one good reason.
Okay, I'll give you two, Mom and Dad. How do you think they'd feel about it?
You can't say anything.
No, but I know you, Bex. Are you really gonna be happy dating someone that Mom and Dad will never approve of?
I don't have a single good idea for the short film. Can you help me?
Yeah. Conflict in the Middle East? The decline of Western civilization.
Yeah, but which subject is most important? I want to show Brett that I have something to say.
Both the ideas are really thinky. Why not aim for something more achievable?
No, I need to impress if I want to get this reference letter.
Okay, what you do need is to relax. I've got to run, but you can do this. Maybe Jake can help you.
Struggling. My movie is already in the can, as they say.
Yeah, I'm spinning. None of my ideas have been good enough.
Well, I just filmed a plastic bag floating in the wind.
For 2 whole minutes.
Yeah, it's probably still there.
How'd you come up with that idea? Please, Jake, I'm desperate.
Okay, but it's gotta stay our little secret.
Why so glum? Did things not go well with Adam last night?
I'm pretty sure he likes me.
Oh, Becky, that's exciting. Why aren't you doing twirls?
I was, until Luke pointed out that my parents will never approve.
Are you sure? They seem really nice.
They are, but they're extremely conservative.
Then keep them a secret.
Lie to my parents?
Don't lie, just don't tell them.
Don Quixote imagines a world where chivalry is not dead. Now, the author makes this point by giving us a brilliant literary cipher in the form of the novel's never glimpsed Dulcinea. Becky Baker, what are your thoughts on the elusive Dulcinea?
Actually, sir, I was hoping for a hall pass.
Right, well, make it quick. Anyone else?
Adam, I really, really like you.
I'm sensing a, but you're transgender. I should have known better than to fall for you.
You fell for me?
First time I met you.
Adam, I like you a lot. But my parents, they're traditional. They'll never approve.
But you're okay with me.
Will you be my secret boyfriend? I'm not ashamed. I just don't want them to forbid me from seeing
you. Stop. Go back to the part where you asked me to be your boyfriend.
Will you?
Sure. Why not?
You can't tell Claire.
But we share everything.
Please tell me you're kidding. Everything?
Well, not everything, but most things.
But you can't tell her this. You gotta promise.
Yeah, I promise.
Cross your heart.
Why are you acting so weird? That's your secret. Pot.
Well, I'd prefer to call it by its proper name. Marijuana.
Wait, so you were on drugs when you shot your film?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. If you're not interested, I'm no pusher.
Wait, hold. Do I have to inhale?
I don't know, I'll be.
You really think the dot's a big enough place for a wedding?
Oh my God, we gotta go. My mom's here.
Hey, I lied about the wedding stuff. I asked Audra to meet us here.
You tricked me?
Sucks to be lied to, right? I can't lie to Audra anymore, Drew.
If we tell her, she'll find a way to ruin everything.
Look, Audra's the closest thing I've ever had to a mom, and it's really important to me that she's a part of this.
She means that much to you. All right, fine. That'll make you happy.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's A?
Adam.
Is this Adam a boyfriend?
He's a boy who's a friend.
You know, you're not just lying to me, Becky.
Okay. Adam's a little more than a friend.
So?
When do I meet him?
What?
You know my rules, kiddo.
Be polite, say my prayers, and brush after every meal.
About boys. You're only allowed to date if...
You meet the guy first.
Why don't you ask him over for dinner? Tonight.
I think he's busy.
Is there some reason why you don't want us to meet him? Does he have a tattoo?
No. No tattoo.
He drives a motorcycle?
Dad.
Well, there's got to be something wrong with him if you haven't brought him home.
There's nothing wrong with him. He's the nicest guy I've ever met.
Then it's settled. Invite him over.
Okay.
I promise I won't embarrass you, Buttercup.
Although I can't speak for your mother.
Son in the flesh. You know, when Bianca told me you wanted to talk, I'll be honest, I didn't believe it.
Drew came because we have something to tell you.
Oh, God, you're pregnant.
No. No, God, no.
Thank goodness. Oh, I'm too young to be a grandmother.
We're getting married this summer.
Seriously?
You can't stop us.
Drew, let your mom speak.
You don't have life experience to make this decision. You didn't even graduate from high school.
These are being so predictable, Mom.
We will by the time we get married, and Drew promised me he'd get his GED.
Whatever, I'm out of here.
Drew? Bianca. Bianca. You have come so far. Oh, why not just wait until you've graduated from university? Why rush this?
You coming or what?
Bianca, please. Think about it.
I'm sorry.
Hello?
Are you free tonight?
I could be. Movie?
No. My parents kind of want to have you over. But if you're busy, it's totally okay. I can reschedule.
How do your parents know I exist?
My dad's just such a good guesser. I mean, you have no idea what a good guesser my dad is.
You're a terrible liar.
Okay. I accidentally told him I have a boyfriend, and now he wants to meet you.
Someone can't keep a secret.
What are we gonna do?
Eat dinner, maybe dessert.
Adam, this is serious.
Okay, I'm sorry. Everything's gonna be okay.
No, it's not gonna be okay. If my parents meet you, they'll freak out. They'll never let us see each other. Do we need a plan?
Becky, I'm a boy.
I know that. But my dad...
I passed when I met you, right?
It's true.
Unless they ask to see my driver's license, your parents will have no clue. I promise.
Are you sure we can do this?
Trust me.
I can't believe how obvious this was.
Hey, you just seem a little much.
It's about love, life, war, love. I said love twice. But that's okay, because love is a big part of life. Oh, that is good. I need to remember that so I can say that to Brett. Pen me?
Yeah.
You don't forget, I'll remember it. What did I say?
Something about life.
Okay. New title. Life. No. Life, the short film. Crossfade, wipe to color, then back to black and white, then we fade in, and star wipe, fade back out, and the end. This is the best thing I've ever done.
Do you hear a ringing?
So, Adam,
why don't you tell us a bit about your family?
Well, his mom's on the PTA, his dad's a lawyer, he has an older brother. His family's normal. Totally normal.
That's the lightning round version.
So Becky tells us your family is Christian.
It's Catholic. They go to St. Mary's Church every Sunday.
Becky, let the boy speak.
No, it's okay. My turn. What's my favorite movie?
I don't know.
Ah, you stumped her. Up top.
So, Adam, you play any sports?
I was always too small as a kid, but I'm actually thinking of going up for something this year.
A guy's team?
Luke. No, I understand his confusion. They only let you play on girls' hockey, right?
I'd like to make a toast to Becky's boyfriend. He's a brave guy for dating my sister.
To Adam.
Adam.